Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yurt Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday, we talked about the passing away of my life mentor, the one person who, for a period of 15 years, taught me more about the scriptures, about Jesus Christ, about the nature of God and the story of the Bible than anyone else. That's Pastor Bob Hill of Derby Bible Church and Derby School of Theology, both of which have been closed down now. So what a powerful influence in my life. And we went through five of the themes, the distinctives of this radio outreach, Bob and Yurt Live, and of Denver Bible Church, and identified which of those five came from the things I learned sitting with Bob Hill. And they were the first three of the five. We call it DOCTA, D-O-C-T-A. And to put it in the vernacular, it's the story of the Bible, the nature of God, the creation and age of the earth. And then the last two that I didn't get from Bob Hill directly, but that was based on and built upon that foundation, was the T and the A, the theonomy, what our criminal justice system should look like, and the A for activism and attitude and understanding correctly the judge not and the forgive everyone and the nicer than God claims that are so widespread in the body of Christ. And also what I got from Bob Hill through those three, the story of the Bible, the nature of God, and the truth about creation, we're able to identify superstition, Christian superstitions, because when someone becomes a believer and trusts in Jesus Christ, that doesn't mean that their entire mind is cleansed of all error and that they now understand fully all truth and will never be prideful again, will never be lazy again, intellectually or otherwise, will never be wrong again. It doesn't mean that. Salvation doesn't mean that. We still have our flesh, and we're not delivered from our flesh until we see the Lord. So there is a lot of Christian superstition, and it's easily presented as though it were spirituality or even spiritual maturity. But to distinguish between Christian superstition and actual biblical spirituality, that's so very important. Because otherwise, we're spinning our wheels, wasting a lot of the time and opportunity we have in this life and how short this life is, as we have a reminder from Bob Hill. So I'm so thankful to Bob and his wife Joan and their ministry for decades that began long before I met him and continued till long after he and the elders of Derby Bible Church planted Denver Bible Church with me as the pastor just across town. So that has been an honor to have my life so influenced by Bob Hill. Also, I'd like to share that mid-March, I've been invited to speak in Alabama. And what a great time we'll have the weekend of March 15th through the 17th. There will be different events. I'll be speaking at a large Baptist church and the Sunday morning service, adult Sunday school class, other events, and it's on creation apologetics. We're going to look at dinosaurs and diamonds and DNA. It's going to be so much fun. So we'll give out the details in the coming weeks, but I know that we have a lot of listeners in that part of the country. So if you could possibly get to northern Alabama on the weekend of March 15th, please try to do that, and we'll have a great time together. Our telethon is in great need of your help. Our goal is $40,000 so that we can stay on the air for another year. With Tim Mahoney, you know, the filmmaker who put out the blockbuster Patterns of Evidence on the Exodus, showing the historical evidence that the Exodus occurred. Well, because Bob and Yurt Live is not only a podcast, but because we are broadcast on America's most powerful Christian radio station, we've been on the air 5 days a week for 28 years. What an honor it is to be on the blowtorch of the Rocky Mountains, AM 670 KLTT. Because we have that platform, and so you reach, you know, truckers who are driving through into or out of the Rocky Mountains, the few million people in the Denver metropolitan area, and then people up and down the Front Range from Fort Collins down to Colorado Springs, Lyman, Colorado, and beyond that, east into Kansas and north, Nebraska and Wyoming, where we get a handful of listeners over the air broadcast. So when Patterns of Evidence first came out, we were able to meet with Tim Mahoney, who's become a celebrity in his own right now, and have dinner with him and do in-studio interviews. And so with the sequel coming out as a Fathom event, scheduled already in, 800, 900 theaters around the country, the same weekend that I'll be in northern Alabama. So we got a call from Tim Mahoney's publicist asking, are we interested in screening the sequel, Patterns of Evidence, The Moses Controversy? Yes, we are. And would we like to interview Tim? And yes, we would. So we have scheduled that to air just before I leave. And also, for those who might be able to go, my wife Cheryl will be there. Our son Michael will be there. So what a great trip this will be for us. We're hoping to meet many of our friends from the audience. And of course, those members of this church who perhaps have never heard of Bob and Yurt Live or Real Science Radio before. So Tim Mahoney's group would contact us because we don't have just a website. It's not just a podcast, right? Although those things could be very large, as indeed many are. It's not just a YouTube channel, but it's also a broadcast presentation with 50,000 watts on America's most powerful Christian radio station. So to accomplish that, and to only air on a single station, financially it's difficult. It's a challenge. And many of the debates we've had, that you could see them all listed at kgov.com/debates. And some people, now and then, somebody will say, Bob, I found your debates page. I've been going through the debates. They're absolutely stunning. Thank you. Other people find Real Science Radio, and it really is humbling when they say, and so many have said, once they found it and saw how great it is with Fred Williams and all the wonderful guests we have, they go back to the first show years ago and they start listening, and they'll listen to a year's worth every month or two until they catch up. And then they catch up. It's like binge listening, and then you go into deep despair and depression because there's no more. You got to wait another week. It's what they call PSD, post-series depression. But don't worry, it's not like watching Gilligan's Island binge watching, because when you get to the end of that, it's over. But with Real Science Radio, on Friday, either until the Lord returns or until Fred and I can no longer do it, or until one of our kids can't do it, there's going to be another episode of Real Science Radio. So it's humbling when people find this resource, which is not only produced as a podcast or a website or for a YouTube channel, but broadcast. And folks who find Real Science Radio, some of them, instead of going back to the beginning more than 10 years ago, they'll just go to rsr.org/lists, and they'll see our dozens of list shows, like our list of not-so-old things, and our list of problems with whale evolution, and our list of reasons why the river didn't carve the Grand Canyon, in our list of Big Bang predictions, in our list of evidence against the Big Bang, and so many of those list shows, and they'll just listen to the list shows. And the thanks that we receive, the parents who've shared these programs with their kids as part of a homeschool curriculum or while they're driving around town or on a road trip, It's all so rewarding, so encouraging, so edifying to hear. And of course, it keeps us wanting to reach more and more people. And so that's where you come in and the telethon comes in. If I had no family to support, and if we didn't want to be on broadcast radio where people will come to us, and when we approach them so often, guests and very well-known guests will want to be on the show because of the broadcast footprint, because they can reach a lot of people with their message. And how careful we are about who we will have on the show and whether it's to interview or to debate, both. And so that costs a lot of money. And to accomplish that, we really do need your help. So what I'd like to do now is share with you our monthly subscriptions and our library offerings. You know, we have the NYART Library, which is a copy of pretty much everything that we have. And people, every now and then, somebody will get the NYART Library, or if they prefer listening, they drive a lot, they'll get the audio library, or if they prefer watching DVDs and Blu-rays, they'll get the video library. So there's different ways to do that. And of course, they're expensive. That costs a lot of money. And our general manager says we need to dramatically increase the price of the libraries. So we haven't done that yet, but that's likely to happen soon because there's so much in there. People have told us it's like going and getting a degree in the physical sciences, in theology, in history, in economics, in political science, even in psychology, in the way that relationships should function, and parenting, how parents should raise and educate their children, and how businesses should function, operate. I've had the honor over the years of consulting for businessmen who have wanted to support Bob and Yurt Live, but they've thought, well, maybe my business could benefit. And either it's just with the business owner or with his executive team or even presentations to his employees. I've had the opportunity around the country to meet with businessmen. It's been a one-time event or a monthly or even weekly event. And wow, those opportunities, not only have they been humbling to bring a biblical worldview and biblical principles to people's businesses, but they've also financially helped Bob and Yurt Live. So the NYART libraries, whether you want the video, audio, or the whole thing, they're available. And then there are the monthly subscriptions, where somebody might think, well, I'm not really ready to get all the audio resources, which are largely our seminars, the many seminars, and our verse-by-verse studies of the books of the Bible throughout the scriptures and many topical studies. You know, maybe I'll start with the monthly subscription and I'll get those materials, or with the videos, topical videos, sermons, Bible studies, verse by verse, seminars. So many resources are available. And in fact, we even go back to the televised classics. For those who've enjoyed and benefited from Bob and Yurt Live for decades, a lot of people around the country still remember the Bob and Yurt Live television show, which for those years, out of northern Indiana, South Bend, it's the Notre Dame college town, the television broadcast aired in 80 cities, 5 nights a week for an hour, from Honolulu to Orlando, Florida, and it was simulcast on radio. That's why when people ask, you know, how long has Bob and Yurt Live been on the air? We say, well, for 28 years, started May 1st, 1991, and has aired almost uninterrupted until today. This is February 20th, 2019. But for some of those years, it was simulcast on television and radio, and yet it was a talk show. And it was somewhat of a broadcasting phenomenon where we would have Nielsen ratings, right? Radio always had Arbitron ratings. television had Nielsen ratings, and most Christian broadcasting, indeed most Christian TV stations, the entire station, could not get Nielsen ratings. Not only because it cost tens of thousands of dollars to subscribe and to look at your ratings, but also because they would get asterisks. It would be the percentage of the audience tuning in to Benny Hinn at 9 o'clock in the evening, weeknights, was too small to measure as compared to the network broadcasts and the other local broadcast stations. And that was the norm. It's not that Benny Hinn didn't have an audience. He had a large audience, but that's because he was on 500 to 1,000 TV stations, and not only on those stations in the U.S., but then on networks around the world and satellite and so on. So, yeah, a very large audience, and he was able to use that audience to fleece the flock, basically, to sell miracles. And we've always been against that. We've always exposed that. In fact, years ago, he came to Denver, Colorado for a miracle crusade, and we went there to protest. It was at the Denver Coliseum, and we held big signs. We're really good at signs and protesting. We make signs that are visible from blocks away or even from miles away. We are really good at protesting. At Bob and Yurt Live, Denver Bible Church, Colorado Right to Life, American Right to Life, we know what it means to protest. So when Benny Hinn is coming to town, almost a year before, they contacted all the churches in the Denver area, and they asked, do you want to be involved? So Denver Bible Church, it's not a mega church, small church. The phone rings, I answer. Hi, can we speak to the pastor? This is Benny Hinn Ministries. Oh, wow, I'm the pastor. How can I help? Well, we're coming to Denver, and we'd like to know if your church would like to be involved in our miracle crusade. Amen, I'd like to be involved. What can I do? Well, we'd like to send you flyers so that you can get the word out. How many flyers could you use? Well, is 1,000 too many? No, 1,000 is not too many. All right, send me 1,000 flyers. They send 1,000 flyers, and they were perfect because there's Benny Hinn in his blazing white jacket. And on the back, it's blank. Whoever did that. So we ran all 1,000 flyers through our laser printer. And on the back, we put a Bible study that showed how Benny Hinn's miracle teaching was all fraudulent. And on the front, we printed right on his jacket in small letters, "See back for miracle info." And we brought those flyers to the Denver Coliseum as thousands of people are lined up to get in. And so our people, dressed appropriately, like they look official, they go through the whole line, and every person wants one of these miracle flyers, every single person. And they're all reading it, and you could see all these shocked, stunned expressions on their faces. And we're holding signs then, not there, not when we're handing out the literature, but out a block away, we're holding signs that say, miracles for sale. Miracles for sale. Now, I know you have to think about that to figure out what the message was. And other signs that made it more clear, but miracles for sale. And interestingly, on Monday, so after the Benny Hinn series of events, then that very next Monday, he was back in studio doing his regular television program, and he cursed on his show. He cursed those people in Denver who came out to rebuke him. He quoted the Bible, maybe misquoted, that the Lord forbid that anyone should speak against the Lord's anointed. You know, that's a very convenient teaching for Christian leaders who want to get away with bad behavior, right? When they say you cannot speak against the Lord's anointed. And he cursed us. He actually cursed the group. He didn't know our name or said he didn't. He cursed the group that came out to protest and expose him as a fraud. And interestingly, ask Doug McBurney, that year, Bob and Yurt Live had one of its best years ever financially. So we got a kick out of that irony. And so Benny Hinn, he survives that weekend. His spokesman is on KOA Radio opposite a spokesman from Bob and Yurt Live. So it was dueling spokesmen. Could you imagine one of Benny Hinn's guys trying to stand up against Doug McBurney? Absolutely impossible. Doug eviscerated the guy. Doug cleaned his clock. Doug ate his lunch. And they were claiming that a girl born blind in Colorado had been healed and received her sight at the Coliseum the night before. And we successfully refuted that claim and made the case that this was a fraud and that Benny Hinn is a fraud. Now, how important? No, because these kinds of televangelists discredit the gospel as preached by the rest of us. They bring shame to the body of Christ. And millions of unbelievers, millions, have cited the obviously fraudulent televangelist as their argument for why they reject Jesus Christ. Imagine on Judgment Day. Imagine that. Now, it's absolutely true that Benny Hinn has brought a lot of people to the Lord. Absolutely. And it's very likely that he's brought far more people to the Lord than Bob and Yurt Live has. Very likely. But the Bible teaches us that we should not be a stumbling block. And it says that the stumbling block should be Jesus Christ. When people reject him, as most do, and many will continue to reject him, it should not be because of my misrepresentation of Jesus Christ. It should be because they're looking at him. They're looking at the revelation of Jesus Christ as in the four Gospels and as preached and taught by faithful evangelists, pastors, and Bible teachers. And they say, you know what? That Jesus Christ, I don't want to trust him. I don't believe in him. I reject him. Let Jesus be the stumbling block, the rock of offense. Let him be that, as he says, and the Bible says that he is. Benny Hinn should not be that stumbling block for millions of people and a church's overemphasis on finances so that millions of people say, well, church is all about money. So at Denver Bible Church, for many, many years now, we've not taken a collection. We have a little box in the back of the church for those who want to support the ministry of the church, and we almost never even mention that it's there. We should. Why don't we? People say, Bob, why don't you mention that the box is in the back of the church? They say, are you trying to live by faith? And I say, no, I'm living by stupidity. It's out of stupidity I don't remind people that there's a box in the back of the church. But we're trying to rob unbelievers. We're trying to rob them not of their money. We're trying to rob them of their excuse that church is all about money. So when they do come to Denver Bible Church, I remember one of our members, Denver Bible Church is more of a man's church. A lot of churches have mostly women going. Their husbands don't want to go. The gospel has been largely feminized. It's been emasculated. Jesus is presented. A lot of Christian leaders present themselves almost as effeminate. They no longer judge. They feel queasy about the death penalty. They don't want to rebuke and so on. So at Denver Bible Church, it's a man's church. And sure, the wives are all a crucial part of our fellowship, but it's a man's church, and one of the members is an electrician, very successful, beautiful wife, homeschool kids, beautiful family. And he brought a friend to church who was released from hospital, very ill, extremely ill. And me and, could I give it the electrician's first name? Me and Bo and his friend, after the service, got to hold hands and pray for this man to trust in Jesus Christ as his Savior. What a beautiful time and moment that was. And through the ministry of Denver Bible Church and Bob and Yurt Live and all of our many outreaches, all the ways we distribute the Christian worldview and the gospel, we've had the honor of leading hundreds of people to the Lord, and it could be more, it could be thousands after 28 years. It's hard to say. Certainly hundreds of families have told me or members of our crew here or the office staff, thank you so much. Because of this ministry, we've pulled our kids out of public school. And by warning people about the public schools, we've lost most of our potential audience. And we've therefore lost most of our potential revenue. Easily, this show could have made tens or hundreds of millions of dollars if it followed the path of a Sean Hannity or a Hugh Hewitt or a Rush Limbaugh even, easily. The early years of Bob and Yurt Live showed that. But we considered consciously, do we want to hide the fact that the public schools are destroying children so that we get a larger audience? Or do we want to lead with the very truths that will cause the most people to reject our message? For example, that the public schools being officially atheist are a danger to your children, and you need to not send your children to public school. It's a sin. If you have any choice in the matter, it's a sin to send your kids to public school. So we lead with that message. We lead with, put your best foot forward. Jesus Christ is the only way to eternal life. God made us male and female, Jesus said. Homosexuality is not only a sin, it's a grotesque perversion that should be recriminalized. Abortion is not just unappealing, it's the intentional murder of an innocent child by his mother, by her mother, and a so-called medical professional. So these vitally important messages have made it very hard for Bob and Yurt Live to receive sufficient funds to not only stay on the air, but to grow. And so it's those who understand how vitally important it is that this message be available to the body of Christ and to the greater population at large. It's you guys who've supported this effort. So if you can, of course, you can call us 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, or even easier, go online, kgov.com. And then you could subscribe to one of our monthly offerings. It's either a monthly donation, monthly sermons, Bible studies, topical videos, the classic BEL televised show. And you could get these in audio and video, so many different ways. And all that is thanks to our long time ago producer, Will Duffy, and then especially in the recent many years, Daryl Berkey, who works out of Iowa. So we need your help. You could look at our science department, our New Testament, Old Testament, the seminars, but especially the subscriptions. I think you'll love it. May God bless you.
Have you heard of the Plot Manuscript? It's 330 pages, an overview of the entire Bible. People who have read it have said it's helped them understand and enjoy the Word of God. Hi, this is Bob Enyart. I wrote the plot years ago. We sell it at a money-back guarantee, $49.95 plus shipping and handling. And if you don't feel that you really understand the Bible now, we want to give you your money back. So go online to order it at kgov.com or call us at 800-8-ENYART. That's 1-800-836-9278.